Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Life is like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello, folks, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 14 November 2022, and welcome to the next program. You're in for a treat tonight. I have a lady on the night that I really admire, and I've known her now for a little while. And she's been out in the battle about every day trying to tell people about what's going on in the country and on many different factors. But just it's Dr. Judy Mikovits. Now, if you haven't heard about her, you're in for a treat tonight. If you have, then you know what you're heading in for tonight. You're going to have your brain stretched. And we're going to get to her just in a few minutes, so don't go away. But I'll make mention of two things here. We're still offering the grab bag, folks. We still have a few DVDs and CDs left. The grab, we're seeing 15 DVDs and or CDs, along with two or three books we have overstock on them, for $15, folks. I just pay shipping. That's about it. But we want you to have them. The teachings I've done in the past, and they're not important. It's just we overstocked them. So if you want the grab bag, you just say, call tomorrow and talk to Lisa. Say, send me, tell Butch I want the grab bag. Give her your credit card number, debit card number, and whatever you want to do, or call and get her address from her. And send a check. We'll send it to you at call 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. We want you to have them if you want to. And this weekend, by the way, Lord willing, we're going to have Bible study. All of a sudden, the weather starts getting cold and nasty here, just boom, overnight, basically. And they're calling for some nasty freezing rain, whatever, in the hills here. But we'll see what Saturday brings, folks. But we plan on having Bible study start 10:30 a.m. as usual with prayer requests and praise reports. And then go to current events. And this Saturday, everything goes right, we're going to have Dane Wigington, Geoengineering, discussing what's going on in the country and the world, what they're doing with the weather, how they're controlling it. And this is no joke. This is for real. You'll be joining us by Zoom, so you might want to stay tuned for that. And also, starting this week, if you are out on the road with your cell phone or you got a computer down, a computer by somewhere, whatever you want to do, if you just go to Truth Be Told Network, truthbetoldnetwork.org/podcast. truthbetoldnetwork.org/podcast. You can now get us picked up on Amazon Music, Anchor FM, Apple Podcast, Audible, Odyssey, iHeartRadio, all carry the program now. So they'll play them. They won't play them live, I don't imagine, but you can find them on there on podcast, folks. Just on any one of those websites, if you just go to truthbetoldnetwork.org/podcast, you can find those our teachings and programs on all that. So if you want to get them, it should be hard to do now, folks. When, like I said, your cell phone, anywhere that you can listen online, you can do this, and I hope it's a blessing. I really do. I won't be able to reach out to more people every day. And keep in prayer that we are trying to work out a deal right now with Roku. And that's going to be a big plus if the Lord blesses get it. We do need some funds. And also we're going to pick up, looks like, a station or two, maybe on the West Coast in Los Angeles and other places. I don't know all the details yet, but we do need funds. This isn't free. Unfortunately, folks, I've been doing this almost 30 years. I've never got too many freebies all along the way, but God's blessed us. We're still here. We're still reaching out all over the world. And I just want y'all to pray for us. They'll make the right decisions in the right direction. And the funds will come in, Lord, the Lord will give the funds come in to pay for it according to His power and His will. All right. Now we'll get into the program tonight. And I said, our guest is Dr. Judy Mikovits. I've had her on the program before in the past. She spoke to us at a Bible study on Zoom. I love talking to this lady. People, I tell you what, when she talks to you, listen. She's not blowing smoke. She's not wasting time. She's not trying to make some kind of sensational statement just to make everybody get all excited. She's sharing the facts just the way they are. She's not in sensationalism at all. She's just telling the truth and the way things are. Dr. Judy Mikovits, are you there?
I'm here. Nice to talk to you, Pastor Butch.
Nice to talk to you, sweetheart. And for new listeners, would you tell people who Dr. Judy is and how she got involved in all this? Just give me about a two-minute biography.
Well, yes. In fact, today is the 31st anniversary of my PhD thesis. Which changed the course of HIV/AIDS. Well, I like to say stopped HIV/AIDS. My PhD thesis in biochemistry and molecular biology, which I defended at 10 o'clock November 14th on 1991,
wow.
Said that as long as you keep your frontline immune system healthy, you'll never get AIDS. So HIV was Tony Fauci's first gain-of-function virus. And it's not that it didn't kill people, but it was the whole subject of the movie Plandemic. So I'm a PhD biochemist and molecular biologist. And my book, Flag of Corruption, New York Times bestseller, and the movie Plandemic, which was based on that story, really is how God has a sense of humor and is making sure that the cult of scientism led by High Priest Tony Fauci doesn't end up destroying our country if we can all learn to talk to each other and figure out what they're trying to do.
Well, what you just said is really, really important, because what you just said was the COVID plandemic was nothing new. They've been doing this for a long time, haven't they?
Correct, since HIV. HIV never was lymphadenopathy virus, which was the virus Luc Montagnier isolated and associated with the disease that at the time was called gay-related immune deficiency. So then Tony Fauci told us that only if you were gays, IV drug users, or prostitutes could you get HIV, which is absolute lunacy like right now. Which is like
that.
Right now, but Christians played into that.
Oh, they sure did.
Millions.
That's the saddest part.
Go ahead. They said, well, your sin was your homosexuality or your prostitution, and they don't remember the story of the woman at the well, you know, and we don't remember there is no sin greater than any other, that we're all sinners. So in fact, you know, that's what Plandemic, and you can see it at PlandemicSeries.com, and the Real Anthony Fauci movie and book, the Real Anthony Fauci movie, you can find all of that at Children's Health Defense, because what it shows in that documentary that's been aired for the past few weeks or so is that, in fact, you know, Tony Fauci's been doing this for three decades. It goes from, you know, HIV to Zika to Ebola to, you know, H1N1. None of the outbreaks or viral outbreaks of the last 30 years were anything that it was any kind of naturally occurring virus. They were all XMRVs. That means xenotropic. They're foreign. We are xenophobic in the Christian faith. That means we don't ingest or inject genetically modified anything, mouse manufactured or monkey viruses. We don't do that. We don't do genetically modified. That's against our God.
And but so, you know, but we, you know, sis, we've all done that. We've all done that in the past.
That's right.
You know, I mean, right. when I went in the Air Force, they jabbed me more stuff than I count. But I didn't know.
Right.
When I was a young boy, they give us the polio vaccine. Then they give us the sugar cubes and on. So we've all played in that scenario. And people back then and today are still guided by Satan's greatest motivator, fear.
Well, and deception. You know, telling all these good scientists, they're telling all these great scientists and good scientists that they... That this is science, and it's not science. It's a cult of Fauci and a few people trying to take God's greatest creation, humans, and change them into, a property of the state. And I was working through Hebrews 1:13 and 14. I usually talk about Psalm 91. And so Satan tried to deceive Jesus under the sin of presumption, Psalm 19:13, and Jesus refused it. And so it's a sin to presume that God will protect his people from the consequences of deliberate and defiant acts.
Amen.
of self-inflicted stupidity.
Amen.
Even though sometimes in his mercy he saves us. We cannot be stupid again. We're sounding the alarms. You're sounding the alarms. You're having Bible studies. We've done everything we can to speak the truth in love and show people that this is not of God, and we're one nation under God. And God made all humans equal according to their genetic response, but different humans in different environments will respond differently and will be killed by these toxins and poisons they're injecting and calling immunity as if it's better than God. They're calling vaccination is not immunization.
Yeah.
Vaccination is the extermination of an unwanted varmint. Immunization is what God does. So no matter what Tony Fauci throws out there or has thrown out there since 1991, My thesis started with showing all you need is to honor God, to honor your immune system. Don't ingest or inject genetically modified organisms, and you'll live just fine and better than ever.
Well, you know, Dr. Judy, the Bible tells us in Hosea 4:6 that we're destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because the turnbacks on God's laws, he'll turn back on us, basically what it says. And we're also told that we're to try the spirits, make sure they're the Lord. And we haven't done that.
Yeah.
We are told in Jeremiah 17:5, cursed be man, put your trust in man. We've got to turn back to Christ. I've been saying this for so
long,
and this fire in me is getting hotter. There is no political, physical solution to our problem. It's spiritual. Until we repent and turn back to God, there's no hope for us, much less the nation. And this is, we're all turned to politics, and we're voting for this and vote for that, and we're all bummed out because the one in your red wave, and I'm not saying that this is either good or bad. What I'm saying is we're putting trust in man. And Jeremiah 17:5 said, cursed be the man that puts his trust in man. So we can't quit doing that. If we turn back to God, he could heal our land. That's what it says, and my mind's going blank on this, in 2 Chronicles 7:14.
Yes.
So all these things.
That's literally the scripture that I use. I use a scripture, as you know, for every one of my books.
Yes.
And the scripture I use for the movie Plandemic and the book Plandemic is 2 Chronicles 7:14. God gave us the gift of Mickey Willis in showing us. He showed us the story all the way back to HIV, never was LAV. It's been gain of function and Tony Fauci all along. And people are waking up if we can just end the censorship and have our voices be heard. So I use Ephesians 5:11 with our latest book, Ending Plague, which along with the real Anthony Fauci are the most heavily censored two books of all time. So I went into the library in July 12th of this year, 2022, not an entire library in all of the state of Maryland has any of our books, has any plague books, has Bobby Kennedy's book, has glyphosate toxicity, has science for sale, has on and on and on.
Well, so imagine that. Imagine that. Just imagine that. Yeah. That's got to be an oversight. That's a coincidence. Wouldn't you say?
coincidentally, that our medical students, that our medical students are not being taught true immunology. They're being taught a lie, and I learned this in 2018. And it's hard to even show you, but the doctors are starting to wake up. I had the pleasure of driving around the country the last, I guess it's pleasure. We drove 9,000 miles in August, September, and October. I just got home October 31st. And my goal was to, you know, wake up everybody. So we went around the nation. I felt like Paul, the non-apostle, who was never got to be the apostle, but driving around. What was he? He was the top of academia, the top of academia. And then he was blinded on the road. And then when he woke up and he was allowed to see again, he lost everything, was jailed, was beaten, was humiliated. You know, this is where I came from in academia. 31 years ago, I was on the top. I changed the world. In the last decade, 11 years, they've done everything, including murdering my husband and calling it COVID.
You know, if you just listened the first time to Dr. Judy, you may didn't know that. She has paid a price. And I'm going to say this out of pure love because I do care for you. Serving Christ today in this wicked society, you're going to pay a price. You're going to lose friends. Family members may turn their back on you. You're going to have professional doctors laugh at you. You're going to have them mock you. Believe me, folks, I've been there already. So don't, you know, I know what I'm talking about, but I haven't had anybody murdered for this yet. I've been threatened by the FBI. I've been called before a federal grand jury. All these things are part of telling the truth in today's society. And I want to say this and then move on. If you're living peaceably in today's society, you're not living righteously. Let's put it that way.
Right.
It's impossible.
That's correct.
It's impossible. Now, tell us, we got so much talk about here, and I don't want to jump everywhere, but I'm seeing now that women who took the jab, the death rate of unborn babies has increased up 70% in some places, and I think, I can't remember the country, maybe UK, I don't remember what I was looking at my notes here. The birth rate is down 70 some percent in the last couple of years because of the jabs. What you're saying, I didn't say it, they said it. So we're seeing the results now of trusting man and the curse you put on herself.
Right. I detailed that. If your audience will watch thehighwire.com, go to thehighwire.com and watch last Thursday with Dr. Jim Thorpe, an expert, a 40-year, 35-year veteran of high-risk gynecology obstetrics, and another nurse named, I believe, Michelle, a whistleblower, and what they're seeing in these hospitals. Yes, they are absolutely the COVID shot is literally the best single abortion pill since RU486, which was called the morning after pill
in the 80s and
90s. So this one, and we appreciate the mechanism that listen to Dr. Thorpe and Nurse Michelle. They're going to thehighwire.com. It'll blow your mind. I'll text it to you after for the show.
Please, now. Yes, please. So, folks, we're not trying to scare you. We're just trying to warn you. If you went through the shot the first time, don't do it again, because it does change things in the body. Even undertakers, Dr. Judy, are finding people are dying of heart problems and blood clots. They're not normal blood clots. They're getting them by the thousands. And the death rate is finally starting to show around the world. So all we can say is, people, you're trusting man to change your genetics. And that's something you should not to do. Go ahead, doctor.
Right, exactly, and that's what this particular show. 42 million Americans have been murdered by the shot. And
now,
I'm going
I want to wait a minute. That was too powerful to pass up too quick. You're saying 42 million Americans have died from the shot alone?
Correct. And
wow.
That's why I mentioned about my husband on Polly's show, because I've got proof from his fraudulent death certificate signed by the public health director, Robert Levitt, MD, here in Ventura. He's right there with Tony Fauci and Governor Newsom, who David and I filed a lawsuit against in June of 2020 for wearing the mask. You can't do this to sick people. They knew exactly what they were doing, how
Absolutely.
They did it, and we
Absolutely.
Shot them for 30 years.
And they're still doing it. They're still doing it. There's
still
many people wearing masks in a lot of places. They're still doing it. And they're wanting in some places to start all over again and demand masking and the 6 foot distance again. They're wanting to do that all over again. Do you think the people will fall for it again?
Yes, they are falling for it again because the rest of the people are calling me and saying, you know, I said hashtag stop all the shots. Stop all inoculations, moratorium. I said it in Mannheim at Clay Clark's event on October 21st, and we've been publishing it, and that brought a hailstorm from the Washington Post, even though they didn't name me. They just kind of said me and named me with on fire again, like, I guess, Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I'm going to be burned at the stake along with Joan of Arc, just like they've been promising for decades. So yes, they retaliated. My husband took ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, oral vaccines. There are oral immunization strategies for absolutely everything, not just COVID. And if we don't stop this, you know, what you just said with polio, RSV, respiratory syncytial virus. Oh, we need a vaccine. Oh, the kids are all getting sick. Well, of course they are, because you gave them vaccine aid. You injected the deadliest synthetic virus of all time, called humanized SARS-CoV-2. It wasn't the monkey virus SARS-CoV-2. It was humanized SARS-CoV-2, and they called it a vaccine. So all people have to do is Google search, Google images, COVID-19 vaccine. Nowhere will you see that vial say SARS-CoV-2 vaccine, because SARS-CoV-2 never did cause COVID, and they knew it. They just did a little hand-waving, fabricated all of science, changed all of medicine. That's what you'll see on the highway. The New England Journal of Medicine is fraud. We're teaching our doctors fraud. This is what Plandemic showed you, PlandemicSeries.com, and the real Anthony Fauci, the movie.com you can get from Children's Defense. When the people educate themselves, then they will have the confidence, and courage is just as contagious as fear. And we will know our God has given us everything we need, because more than 42 million should have died. But God,
yeah.
God is a forgiving God. But we've got to repent. We've got to stop it. We just can't turn around and say, well, what about the shingles shot? What about the tetanus shot? What about a seventh grader? You never inject a pregnant woman with anything. And we've all been asleep.
And there was a time that was totally against, one time that was against all practice. One time that was against the law to do that, to inject
Correct.
A pregnant woman.
And that's what Dr. Jim Thorpe said, and he said it very strong. He called the New England Journal of Medicine fraud, and I've been saying it for decades, and I'm just thanking God somebody else has sounded that trumpet, because that's why we continue speaking, because we're going to prove the unvaccinated, our God-given immunity is absolutely all we need, and we don't have to prove it. You can't take away our vitamins. You can't suffocate us in a mask. That's not our God. And you can suffocate yourself. I don't care what you do. You know, that's the woman at the well. Go and sin no more is what Jesus said. If you're the first one, if you are without sin, throw the first stone. But if you're not, go in. And then when everybody left, he told the woman, go and sin no more. Yeah, I know exactly what you've done. So that's between you and God. Go and sin no more. Never again listen. Not another shot ever.
What, Dr. Judy, I won't get on the maybe a little bit on the positive side here now, too. I do take vitamin C every day. I take zinc and vitamin D. Vitamin D levels are like 15 points, really good. When I had checked a couple months ago, and I try to do that all the time. I take, you know, it's just something I do. And
I didn't get the jab, obviously. But again,
you also want to be outside, getting sunshine.
We don't take vitamin D in a bottle because who's going to be put at a disadvantage? I don't know what color you are, Pastor Butch. But if you're black, it doesn't matter how much vitamin D you intake. Your sensors will act like resistors, and you won't make any a feedback loop. We've got to be out in the sunshine. People don't understand biochemistry.
That's very true. And of course, I live in the hills of West Virginia here, and I am a white fella, and it gets a little cold outside. I try to supplement with it what I can, the best can, with what I have. But I'm just telling you that, by the grace of God, I haven't had a sniffle in, gosh, 2 years. I don't fret that. I'm beginning to see that the people who take the vaccine are the ones getting sick.
Correct. And they're the ones spreading disease, and it's the injected was made to be spread. The shedding, everything, all what everybody else does. Does it shed, doctor? Yes, it does. But if you get it according to God and you take your vitamin C and you keep your natural immune system, that's the point of my PhD thesis. You will never get AIDS if you keep your frontline defense, your skin, your eyes, your brain. Don't live in fear. Don't put a mask on. It's all immune suppressant. It hurts your God-given immunity to live in anger, to live in fear. We're made to love. God is love.
Amen.
We love.
Hey,
and that's why they kept us out of church, and that's why they isolated us. That's how they killed us. Had nothing to do with a virus.
Well, tell me if I'm wrong with this, but most people, myself included, likes fellowship. I like a hug once in a while. I mean, it does something to boost your not only your morale, but I think it boosts your health, your healthy immune system also, to have a positive touch with somebody else. Is that true, or is that just something in my mind?
Oh, no, it's absolutely true. Hugging, loving, fear, and anger are the most powerfully immune suppressive. Stop your immune system, emotions, any of us. At those, that's your brain. The mark of the beast isn't your arm, it's your mind. So you've got to turn off the evil TV. You've got to turn off these mind-numbing, brain-numbing. You've got to stop reading the scientific journals, and that they have nothing to do with science. They are criminal fraud. It's a cult called scientism. It is not science. And that's the good news about people like the great Dr. Jim Thorpe and this nurse and these whistleblowers. There are good Christians in these hospitals. There are people that know what he's been doing that over the years. And if you and I, that's why, you know, I always look at it, why they don't yet know is a failure on my part to communicate.
Amen. Hang on through the break. Boy, I tell you, this is great. Folks, if you have any questions, phone calls, comments, you know you can join us. You're part of the family here, too. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Many experts and prophets say the great food shortage is coming in a few months. Most long-term food storage companies charge $9,000 to $10,000 for one person for 1 year. Joseph Kitchen does it not for half that price or a third that price, but go to Joseph Kitchen and get long-term emergency food for about $1,000 per person per year. We'll show you how to take the wheat, like in the days of Joseph the Pharaoh, grind it in 30 seconds, put it into a bread machine, push a button, 2 hours, 20 minutes later, you have a nice, hot, nutritious loaf of whole wheat bread. It'll cut your food costs, and many say it's very delicious and nutritious. There is not one food a human can live on, but whole wheat bread may be the closest. If you go to Joseph's Kitchen, use the promo code BUTCH, you'll get a $50 discount, and it helps call to decision. That's Joseph's Kitchen, promo code BUTCH, for a $50 discount on what might be the cheapest and maybe the best thing to eat. JosephKitchen.com, promo code BUTCH.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Nevada Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Nevada a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wildcrafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
All righty, folks, we are back. We're talking to a guest tonight I've always loved having on. She has been absolutely phenomenal, and every time I talk, spoken with her, and she's blessed a lot of people, and she stands for the truth. But I have to tell you, friends, because this is important. I want to say this, we'll move on back to Dr. Judy. We're fighting a battle here that is not truly physical. Yeah, we see it manifested in the physical realm. We see all this. We see a murder of babies. We see the death of from the vaccine. We see the perversion in our society. We see all this. But this started from the spiritual side, not the physical side. Because, the Bible tells in Ephesians chapter 6 that we're fighting against powers, against principalities, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Now, that refers to wicked men, of course it does, and women. But it's saying the power behind them is not physical, it's spiritual. When men's hearts are wicked, Christ said it, out of the heart comes the issues of life. When men's hearts are wicked, the acts they do are wicked. And our job is to try to show them this fact, and by the grace of God, have our lives changed so we quit doing wicked things or even thinking wicked thoughts. I know it's a battle. I fight every day. I'm only a man. Paul did too. Paul said, I crucify my flesh, but every day, because it's always in the way. But we're to turn ourselves from these things. Understand that the backside of this is not political or physical, it's spiritual. And once we accept that and know that, I'm going to teach on this tomorrow night, by the way, so you might want to listen to tomorrow night's program. Once you realize that, you're going to realize we've been fighting the wrong battle. We're chopping off the branches. We ain't got to the root yet. And it's okay to chop off branches. I'm not saying don't try to stop physical acts. I'm not saying that at all. But the only way to do that is stomp out the wickedness. But you have to go to the root of the wickedness, which is the spiritual side of it. And unless you get that spirit out of people and out of the nation, it cannot be turned around. And folks, one more thing, and we'll go back to our guests, I promise. There comes a time for individuals and nations when they're given over to a reprobate mind. Romans chapter 1, read it for yourself. They're given to reprobate mind, societies and individuals given over to reprobate mind where there is no hope for turning around, no hope for salvation. And when you reject the Holy Spirit of God long enough and often enough, you're going to lose that calling for your salvation for yourself, and nation will do the same thing. So, folks, I'm telling you the truth because I love you. I'm not getting paid for this. I've never made a dime out of this ministry in almost 30 years. I'm not bragging, I'm not complaining either. I'm just saying the truth. I've been called to do this. This is not my occupation. I've always worked a job to pay my own ways. This is not something that I do because I'm making lots of money. God forbid. And I don't even, you know what, Dr. Judy, I don't even own an airplane yet. And some of them got four or five of them. I don't get it. But anyway, but you see what I'm saying, Dr. Judy? This is spiritual.
They stole my bicycle, Pastor Bruce.
They stole your bicycle.
I don't even have a bicycle. They keep stealing it. I got my feet in my kayak.
Oh, my gosh. Well, but you see the point I'm making, because this is all spiritual, yep. Isn't it? It is.
Yep.
But now,
absolutely.
It does manifest on the physical side. And would enlighten the people on what we're going to see in the future as far as health-wise goes, because the jabs and other things. Tell us what's going to happen so they know what to look for and maybe can prepare themselves for it.
Well, I mean, I think we all see what we're looking for, and that is, you know, basically the shot gave everyone an acquired immune dysfunction or deficiency. So that's true of all of the shots. They compromise your immune system. So the
what you said was AIDS, right? AID.
Yeah, we get AIDS.
Okay.
It's called vaccine.
All right.
Vaccine AIDS is the late Zev Zelenko. So what does AIDS mean? Oh, it means that our immune system doesn't work, so we get sick a lot more than most people. So now what we're seeing is respiratory syncytial virus in kids. Well, because we inoculated a poison into millions of Americans. We crippled their immune system. So now ordinary common cold viruses that circulated all through all our environment every year, now the people that got inoculated, they get really sick from the shot because they're already compromised and they don't know it because, you know, they're in some cases they're like, well, we don't know what, you know, they're like, oh, well, I took three shots and I'm just fine. And then they drop dead or then they don't wake up. And this is what we're seeing in the news. We've got a new thing called sudden adult death. That's new medical term.
Yeah.
How stupid is that? Oh, people are just dying suddenly. Or last week we showed, oh, yeah, they just die. Oh, yeah, and it's all, and I mean, there are people that are so blind that their 17-year-old daughter died in her sleep, and they said it was just her time. No, that's not God. You murdered that child when you forced her to get all of those shots, to go to seventh grade or to go to eighth grade. And then all you had to do, you crippled their immune system. You caused AIDS with the entire vaccine schedule, and they knew it. And that's what we've been fighting for decades. Now they have signs going across the street. You know, if you watch for pedestrians, people are just lunatics. You know, that means, you know, lunatic. You know, they're literally running across the street because they're out of their minds because their brains are on fire. So you could see it. Everybody's like, you know, this is, it's satanic. It's totally creepy.
Dr. Judy, there have been people actually run through the streets naked, pull people down and bit their face off.
Right.
You've probably seen that. I mean, this is, folks, she's not kidding.
Yeah,
this stuff is that dangerous.
That's the injection. The kid who shot everybody at Sandy Hook. Who did they go after? You know, somebody who said Sandy Hook wasn't all you thought it was? No, it wasn't all you thought of it. It was a vaccine-injured lunatic Borrelia chronic Lyme disease whose mother had an entire arsenal. And he shot those kids. Why should Alex Jones pay for it? Because he said,
that's true.
It's not all you think it is. 2 years later, it's not all you think of. Somehow, we're dissing those parents who lost their children. When is somebody going to say vaccines caused Adam Lanza to shoot those kids? Because that's exactly where chronic Lyme disease comes from. You aren't bit by a tick. You were injected. You got infection by injection with Borrelia, Babesia, Mycoplasma, mold, HIV, XMRV, you name it, it's in the shot. And
well, they start them in grade school because they're children and they're rambunctious. Their children supposed to be rambunctious. So they give them Ritalin or Prozac to calm them down. That's a mind drug. It alters their minds. They can't think. They become zombies. And they start thinking about suicidal thoughts and murder, homicide. Well, you're hitting right on the head. And it's time to quit blaming somebody that like Alex, others are pointing the things out. It's time to quit blaming them and try to look back to the source. Why was your child on Ritalin and Prozac? Because he's too rambunctious in school. What? How
no,
hard?
No, because you injected him.
That's
because
exactly.
You injected him with ADHD causing.
There you go.
B vaccine.
The day after birth,
a 2-month-old, a 4-month-old, a 6-month-old. You injected with cow blood, pig blood, dog blood, chicken blood, another human's DNA, RNA, and protein. What did you think was going to happen? Oh, you would cause autoimmunity because your God-given immune system gets overwhelmed and it didn't get a chance to develop. Nobody should be given a shot before they're 5 years old. Nobody.
And they give them, how many to give them now? What's the regimen now? How many to give them at one time before they send
72,
home?
72 shots. Well, when they're sent home in the first day of life, hepatitis, a disease, a blood-borne disease of gays, IV drug users, prostitutes, you know, I said, if you think, you know, or 2-month-old, tetanus, you didn't drop that baby on a rusty nail, for Christ's sake. The stop shooting your children. You know,
Amen. Come on.
It makes absolutely no sense. On the first day of life, when a child is born, their epigenetics, that means the expression of their genes, the on-off switches on mom's X chromosomes are all reset. Why? Because God is showing that baby who's going to breastfeed from that mother, not drink poisonous cow's milk, not drink a synthetic formula. Those babies, when that formula wasn't available, they poisoned a lot fewer black children in our world. I'm like, good on ya. Stop the baby formula. It's murdering black children. Breastfeed.
I mean, that's almost unheard of. When I grew up, that was pretty common. You see it all the time. I'm just a little boy. I remember seeing that. And no one thought, in church, anywhere else, nobody thought anything about it because that's what women did. They were modest with it, and that's what they did. That was natural. That's a God-given gift to women and to
it's
the child.
God-given.
But anyway, a quick question. We've got to get phone calls. We've got phone calls coming in. Would the vaccine that the mother takes, say that she got a child that's already been born and is on the breast, would the vaccine she takes after that child's born, would that also affect the child?
Absolutely, because she's breastfeeding.
There you go,
and
folks.
And they say, oh, so don't breastfeed. So then you don't get a microbiome. You don't get a microbiome. Everything about our so-called health care is fraud. Medicine is poison, and we're poisoning our children because we're believing their fear and their lies. We're being duped by the satanic Fauci and the cabal called the One World Order. And then in the United States, we're the last standing, one nation under God, indivisible with liberty and justice for all. God chose us, Israel, Judaism, and United States Christians, to lead the world in freedom and God's word and bring everybody to Jesus, and that's what we have to do.
That's what I'm supposed to do. Unfortunately, all three of those nations failed because of sin. That's just the way it is, folks. I'm sorry. It's just the way it is. It is the way it is.
Yeah.
We'll get the phone lines here because we're going back up and run out of time.
Okay.
Let's go to Georgia and talk to Jim. Jim, come on in. Welcome.
How is everybody?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
I'm better than a Russian infantryman.
Okay.
Let me ask you. Okay. Now, I forget her name. Okay.
Dr. Judy.
Okay, Dr. Judy. Okay, I'm Jim. All right? And I'm from Georgia, obviously. Now, I've been in emergency medical service as a licensed paramedic in this state for 24 years, okay? And I agree with you about the COVID shot, okay? I agree with you. I didn't take the COVID vaccine. I had to get a letter of religious exemption, and I told my boss I was ready to take up arms to keep from taking that shot.
Okay.
And, so I agree with you on that. But we don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater here.
Right.
If I get a bad cut, tetanus is about 95% fatal, and it's a pretty agonizing death from what I understand. I'm going to go down and get a tetanus shot, and I've been taking them since I was a child, and I've never had any problem. While I agree with you about the COVID, and I don't take the flu shot, but... Also,
let me tell you what the tetanus shot is. The tetanus shot you got as a child is not the tetanus shot you get today. What you get today is DTaP. Tetanus is DTaP, diphtheria, tetanus, and acellular pertussis, taking the debris out. Do you need diphtheria shot? Do you need to be injected with diphtheria if you cut yourself pretty badly on a rusty nail? I mean, I'm talking about not a piece of glass. It's a rusty nail. Where is tetanus? And what's a natural booster? The tetanus shot never was a vaccine. You got it after you stepped on the rusty nail. It is not a communicable disease. It should not be called a vaccine. So by calling it a vaccine after 1986, and this is where I'm talking emergency, because again, this is where I came into the world 31 years ago today was my PhD thesis. So when I got when I stepped on a rusty nail as a child, cut myself pretty badly, my mom said, you should have thought of that. I told you not to do that. And I worried about blood poisoning, but, you know, and I said it in the movie Plandemic. The tetani, that tetanus bacteria is in the sand, in the beach. It's in the, so when we walk on our skin, we get a natural booster. If you got a deep puncture wound, then you could go get a tetanus shot, not DTaP. They're giving DTaP every 10 years, and the DTaP shots are loaded with aluminum and all kinds of animal mRNA, DNA, and protein. And that's
okay,
the problem.
Let me stop you there because I want to make sure I'm clear. If I step on a rusty nail or get shot, go tell them to give me a tetanus shot.
Correct.
Right?
Okay. Not DTaP.
Not.
And you know what you'll be told?
Not spell that. Is it D?
DTAP or TDAP.
Or T. Say that again.
D is in dog, a, yeah. Little A, P.
D is in dog, little A, P. Okay,
P.
So don't get DTAP.
D is in Paul.
P is in Paul.
Correct.
Okay, so don't get DTAP. Tell them I want a tetanus shot. And they know the difference, and they'll
give it to me. And you know what they will tell you? No, they will not. They will tell you that doesn't exist, and they don't know the difference. No,
so I end up with lockjaw.
Exactly.
So
no, you won't get lockjaw. No. You won't get lockjaw.
If I step on a rusty nail, I won't get lockjaw and die an agonizing death.
No.
Why not?
If you got a real, you would get a real tetanus shot after the rusty nail.
Right.
Not DTaP. You're
right,
going to poison yourself.
Okay, I don't understand. You say if I step on a rusty nail, go down there and get a tetanus shot. But you're saying
they won't give me a tetanus shot. Correct.
Why not?
They'll give you DTaP because it's not economically viable for them.
What if I? Well, do
because
they have
Because they don't
I mean,
exist. No, they
so
don't.
They don't have it. Oh, so they don't have it.
So
okay.
They've been lying to you about the tetanus
okay,
shot.
So what do I do if I step on a rusty nail or get cut with a rusty piece of metal? I mean, do I gotta go ahead and get my affairs in order? I mean,
no. There are they call them no-sos. There are oral vaccination strategies for tetanus. There
okay,
are
where
oral
you find, where you,
tetanus.
Where would you find
yeah.
that?
I'm trying to make everybody aware of where you get them. They've been so censored, so nobody knows about it. Just like nobody knows. Your doctor will say, oh, no, it's a tetanus shot. And you're like, show me the package insert. I mean, in that situation, listener, I forgot your first name, sorry. In that situation, Jim, you know, if you got a DTaP shot after you stepped on a rusty nail, and it was the diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis, I could show you the one that's the less toxic, has the less viral load in it, has less aluminum that's going to cause you lifelong injury. But that's not what they're doing in the emergency or anywhere else. They told my mom in 2015 when she walked into the emergency room, I'm sorry, 18, with congestive heart failure, she needed a tetanus shot because she hadn't had one in 10 years. And she said, I'm in here for heart failure. I didn't step on a nail, a rusty nail. So you see, it's a bigger question than you're asking. So your answer to your question is, hey, then you'd have to take the DTaP because they won't give you a tetanus shot, and you'd have to make them liable for anything you got from the aluminum and everything else they injected. So when you sign that consent form that says, oh, I'll take the thing, but you're going to be liable, should I get Guillain-Barré disease, should I get early onset Alzheimer's from the aluminum, should I get cancer from which I've seen.
Dr. Judy, We're running out of time so fast. I got another call on. But Jim, hang on a second. I'll ask you a quick question. So the shot you get as a child, they give you one pretty early in life, a tetanus shot. If that's a real tetanus shot, will that do you most of your life?
Yes.
You will. Okay. And, yeah. and there is an oral treatment for like tetanus oral treatment.
It's a real immunization. They dilute the tetani out, and you literally just drink it. And in fact, one of my naturopathic doctor friends, her son did that in Pennsylvania. And she gave him the oral vaccine. It's an oral vaccine. It's an immunization strategy.
Okay.
So we're trying to make that available to all the world.
Okay. Jim, I got to jump. Good call. Good call. Let's go next to Daryl in PA. Daryl, come on in. Run out of time real fast. Come on in, sir.
Right. And Dr. Judy is a very prolific author.
Yes, she
wrote Flight, One Scientist's Intrepid Search for the Truth About Human Retroviruses and Fatigue Syndrome, Autism, and Other Diseases. She wrote Plague of Corruption, Restoring Faith in the Promise of Science. She wrote a book about masks. So she's a very, very busy lady writing a bunch of books. And she mentioned deception. Dr. Fauci once bragged about his great Jesuit training and how proud he went to a Jesuit high school and how the Jesuits prepared him for everything. This distributor of death was trained and prepared by the Jesuits. So I thank God, I praise God, for the following courageous men of the past, Samuel Finley Breeze Morse, Brigadier General, West Virginia Brigadier General Thomas Malley Harris, who wrote the book Rome's Responsibility for the Assassination of Abraham Lincoln, and those of the present, like Dr. Ronald N. Cook, who's the president of Brickville Bible College, wrote a lot about the Jesuits. Chris Pinto, who's done a number of films on the Jesuits. The Jesuits have brought us murder and torture and brutality for centuries after century after century. So what did all of these courageous men, have in common? They all fingered the Jesuits for the dirty deeds of murder, deception, infiltration, and torture, and that they are responsible for bringing us communism. Thank you, Jesuits, from their reducciones in Paraguay. So I just praise and thank God that some people in the past and present have not been afraid to label Jesuits and Jesuit-controlled papal Rome for bringing us century after century after century.
We're down the last minute. I got to jump, but thanks for the call. Appreciate it. He's right, folks.
Well, that's perfect.
The Zionists are all involved in this. They're working together. They're taking over the world because we're letting it happen. We're down the last 30-40 seconds. What do you want to say, Dr. Judy?
Just exactly what he was saying in the Catholic Church before 1960. See, 1960 is when we brought in when we murdered Robert and John F. Kennedy. You know, Catholics,
that's true.
They were not going to let God-fearing people run this country again.
We're flat out of time. Dr. Judy Mikovits, thank you so much. May I call you sometime in the future?
Always, Pastor Bush.
All right. God bless this. I'll talk to you soon, folks. We'll see you tomorrow night. A lot to talk about. I hope you join us tomorrow night because it's a very important teaching we're going to try to do. Bring some message to you. See you there. Bye-bye.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC. csctalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.